A year or so ago, I had one of those revelatory moments of awareness. I walked out of Barnes & Noble in Barracks Road Shopping Center, and everywhere I looked, to my right, to my left, ahead of me, I saw people, and I tell you, every single one had a cell phone at their ear. And I thought to myself, who are all these people talking to? And what on earth are they talking about? Yes, cell phones, iPhones, smartphones, emails, Facebook, Twitter, texting, all reflect this amazing and very recent need that people seem to feel to be in constant contact with someone. In fact, if you go to a retreat these days and you are told to put away your cell phone, I think it's regarded as the most appalling asceticism, you know, comparable to fasting on bread and water, what that used to be. In fact, I heard a story just last night about a youth retreat where up in West Virginia where there was no cell phone reception. And there was an almost horrible panic that occurred until this is a true story too, until somebody went up to this up to this mountain where there was a shrine to Our Lady, and they got reception. So she was christened Our Lady of the Miraculous Reception. No, really, the technology is amazing. The very fact that we can have that kind of access to each other is really amazing. But you know what I find far more breathtaking than that is that we have immediate access to God. And we always have had that, way before the advent of our sophisticated communications technology. But do we feel the need to be in constant contact with God like we do with some people? If you read the New Testament, Paul seems to think that any Christian should be in permanent contact with the Father. He says things often like pray constantly and persevere in prayer. When he writes to Christian communities, he asks them for their prayers. And he always tells them that he remembers them in his prayers. Paul obviously values prayer as something that has power. Because, after all, it is contact with the God of power that we heard about in our first reading. And the Apostle James feels the same way. He writes in his letter, chapter 5, verse 16, that the heartfelt prayer of someone upright works very powerfully. And today we hear a very mysterious passage in our second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, where he acknowledges that sometimes we do not know how to pray properly. And then when that happens, the Holy Spirit truly is our advocate, as Jesus promised he would be. And he prays with groanings that cannot be expressed in human speech. What are those? Maybe they're like supersonic waves. But it manifests to us that there is constant communication even within the Trinitarian Godhead in this mystical God language that Paul speaks of so mysteriously here. And Paul specifies that the groanings that are uttered by the Spirit are prayers the Spirit makes for God's holy people. He specifies that. They are prayers that the Spirit makes for God's holy people. Now, who are these holy people of God? I suspect, in the context of everything else that Paul writes and what he expects, that God's holy people are those who try to stay in constant contact with God, who live mindful of Him, who practice God's presence, who frequently call upon the name of the Lord. Do you know that every time you use a cell phone or you're sending a text message, you are, in a sense, calling upon the name of that person who receives it? And Paul often talks, the Bible often talks, about calling upon the name of the Lord. And for such holy people as that, who practice God's presence, who are living mindful of Him or are calling upon His name, their lives are in God's hands, under the shelter of a loving and benevolent providence. And the God who sees the hearts of all recognizes the Holy Spirit in the hearts of such people and hears the Spirit's prayers for them, which are always in sync with the mind of God. And so for such people who are trying to fear the Lord, which is another way of saying walk in the presence of God, who are remaining in constant touch with the Father, in permanent touch with the Father, whether they know how to pray properly or not, sometimes because of their weakness, their lives are in God's hands. Their prayers are prayed by God's Spirit, who knows their hearts and knows the mind of God. And that's a good place for anyone to be. And so again, that's why James says, the heartfelt prayer of someone upright works very powerfully. And that is why Paul can write to God's holy people at Philippi, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. He says, the Lord is near. Never worry about anything, but tell God all your desires of every kind in prayer and petition, shot through with gratitude. And the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. May He be praised forever. Amen.